You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And in the studio we have Emily Ajosa, here fresh from LA. Welcome.
Yes, pretty fresh.
How's your morning going?
Well, I just got up and then Billy came and drove me here, so...
Perfect.
Pretty chill. I love Billy driving me around.
I love having a driver too. Definitely. And you're, how long have you been back in the country for?
1 week.
Has it been good though?
It's been full on, but yeah. Yes, it's been really great. It's been too good.
Marvelous. It's because you've got a show coming up tomorrow night, don't you? Or
yes.
Tomorrow night, yep.
It's tomorrow night, Saturday night, at Backroom. What? Do you say Whammy Backroom or just Backroom?
I say Whammy Backroom.
Whammy Backroom. I mean, the Backroom of
people
Whammy.
People in the know, I think, understand.
Yeah.
If you know, you know that it's Backroom.
Yeah. Well, I think I would be in that camp too. Backroom.
Yeah. Yeah. The cool camp. And this is an older boat of yours back in the BFM studio. You used to do breakfast?
No. I did Tuesday Drive.
Oh, sick.
With Sigrid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I ever did breakfast. I couldn't handle that.
It is hard. I've been like, I know I sound like I'm fine, but I'm like a swan with the feet under the water. It's a difficult
You've been
job.
Great. It's been great. There's a lot of buttons and a lot that goes on, but it's been good.
But yeah, that was fun. I really liked doing that show. I did that, I think, for maybe 1 or 2 years. I can't remember.
And now you're moving on to different things, your own album.
I am.
Very exciting.
Finally. Things seem to take me a while.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's because we have time, so let's use it.
Well, yes, that's my opinion. But yeah, I have an album coming out. I'm not exactly sure of the date. I hope very soon. It's called Another Wave Is Coming. It's my first solo album because I used to be in a band called Street Chant.
Yes, we played a track earlier.
Oh. And it's my first solo album. I've done a solo EP, but now I've finally finished that record and I'm really excited to have it come out.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How's that been, writing by yourself, for yourself?
Oh my God, Tess asking all the questions here.
It's good. At first, I was really happy because I didn't like democracy within music and I like to be a control freak.
Mm.
But then now I really miss collaboration. And I think things take me longer when I'm doing it alone as well. If you've got someone else there, even just someone in the room being like, yeah, keep going. It's like it's so much easier. And just somebody to get pumped with, you know, especially moving to LA, like where I didn't know anybody. And I wasn't in, it wasn't like a music community I was in. Mm-hmm. It was like difficult.
And it's been quite a big change, like being quite involved in the music community in different ways here.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, what sort of things have you taken from that move to LA?
I mean, it really makes me appreciate the music scene here in New Zealand, just because... I think the quality is really, really high.
Mm.
You would expect it to be really high in LA, but I tell you what.
I feel like it interacts with a lot of things, a lot of commercial things, a lot of like ingrained structures maybe.
Yeah.
That also influence how music is made.
I think so. And people there are not playing music in LA specific. I'm not talking about the whole of America, but they're not just going, oh, I'm going to go down to the pub. I'm not just going to put on a show for me and my friends.
Yes, yeah.
They're not going, oh, I'm just going to have a jam for fun with, you know, or like, I mean, I'm sure there's some people are, but most people, you know, they're there for a reason. They're hustling.
Yeah.
And it's not as, I don't know. I don't know what the word is.
It's more monopolized. Like, it means something more than just your own enjoyment, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know, I think maybe it's people are a bit more competitive. I always felt like people in New Zealand were super competitive. And coming back now, I can see that the community, it seems like it's changed a lot. And since I've been away 3 years, it seems like people here are more, I don't know, just less, you know, that shitty old New Zealand thing, like tall poppy. It seems to kind of have gone away and people seem to be... Is that true? I don't know.
Well, I'm not a musician, so I can't... Mm. Really have a say, but I do think what I notice as observing and consuming the music here, everyone's in everyone else's band, everyone's like helping out with production. Everyone's like lending people instruments. So from that point of view, yeah, I would agree with you.
Less beef, I think it's
less beef.
Or are we just old now? I don't know.
I think there's a lot of collaboration and a lot of like dipping your toes into different projects and things like that, which is nice.
And being allowed to do different things, like not be boxed as just one sort of music person as well, I think.
But yeah, I when I moved to LA, I thought, oh, it'll be cool to be away from that tall poppy kind of thing. But I mean, I probably just brought that on myself, to be honest. And but then, yeah, I don't know. It's very different. It makes me definitely appreciate New Zealand. It makes me want to move back. I want to move back.
Come back. I love New Zealand. I also spent lots of time overseas thinking for a long time that it was better. And then when I came back, I had all of these revelations.
When you come back, you're like, oh wait.
It's awesome here. And you mentioned your new music, the music on your new debut album is a little bit different to what people have heard from you before. What can we expect from it?
I guess when I started doing my solo stuff, I was pretty keen to have it be seen in a different way than street chants. Yeah. So I did it on an acoustic guitar and it was kind of more, like folky. But now I'm not playing with street chant anymore. I don't know what the new stuff doesn't sound like street chant either, but it does sound more like street chant. It's more like, I don't know. It's an electric guitar. I couldn't bring my acoustic guitar with me, so I had to do an electric album.
That's all good.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it different, Billy?
Yeah, but it's rocking.
It's rocking.
You're indulging the heavier.
I like to say it's new wave, just because.
Oh yeah.
I feel like people aren't saying
that fits in
enough about music anymore.
Another wave is coming.
Yes, true. I never even thought of that.
Very good. And you've got a track that you're willing to share with us today, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm not sure how my American label will feel about this. In fact, I think they won't like it. So
everybody who's listening right now, turn down your dials. No.
That definitely makes us feel very special, though.
This song is actually the oldest song on the album, it is very street chanty in that it does talk about drinking, which we're all over. And this is the last song that I ever will release that's about that, because I'm over it, and so is my mum. But yeah, this is I don't even know if this is the, I just looked on my phone, I don't even know if this is the finished one, but I don't know, I wanted people to come down to the show, and it feels weird to promote a show when there's no new music out.
Oh, I think that's reason to come.
Yeah,
to be honest,
I know, but also I would be like, why, what? People like to know stuff now. You know, if they've got a question, they just look it up on their phone.
True that.
So anyway,
this show though, quickly for if anyone wants to go along.
Yes, true. Well,
it's tomorrow night, Whammy Back Room, and you're playing with.
I'm playing with Terms. Do you say
Bitch Magic? Terms,
do you say
bitch
that
magic.
Word?
Yeah.
Bitch Magic and Roy Irwin.
And Mr. Roy.
So that's at 9:30.
Great lineup. I'm coming.
9:30 PM. So get along.
Yes, please do.
Thanks very much for coming up to chat with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's great to be back.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Should I press play?
Go for it.
So. Okay. We'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.